Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
In 1949, Peg Carrot was a 12-year-old kid excited about the homecoming parade when her thigh muscle began twitching. After school, her parents rushed her to a Minneapolis hospital where Peg was diagnosed with polio. She couldn't move her arms or legs or sit up. The polio vaccine was still 6 years in the future. Unable to move without help, Peg lamented to her doctor that now she'd never be able to paint her toenails. The next day, her doctor brought in a bottle of polish and painted her toenails, but he made her promise she'd walk again. Day after day, Peg endured torture hour. Hot packs were slapped on her muscles, and a nurse forced her limbs to stretch. She also had accordion practice to exercise her fingers and arms. 7 months later, Peg presented herself to her doctor and walked. In 1996, Peg Carrot published the young adult memoir, Small Steps, about her polio year.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.